This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. A national trauma such as September 11th or yesterday's tragedy often prompts people to set down their thoughts in prose or poetry. We received many letters of that nature throughout the day yesterday. John Hay Jr. of Indianapolis heard Scott Simon's broadcast yesterday morning announcing the breakup of the Space Shuttle Columbia. "Breaking free of the bonds of Earth is the dream of all dreams," he wrote. "To ascend upward and outward, to peer into the universe unhindered by gravity, unfettered by trivialities, unclouded by intercultural conflict, this is the dream of the children of Earth. Spaceflight and exploration is romance and mystery like no other. It is, for all its practical benefits to humanity, our collective hope to see and touch somehow the face of God." Technical terms for the failure of Columbia to return safely to Earth with its discoveries and its precious human cargo will be explained and debated. But what we feel has little to do with technology. It has little to do with what went wrong. It has everything to do with hope, with transcendence, with life. God bless our explorers. God bless us all. Another listener, who preferred to remain anonymous, wrote, "Reacting to what happened today to the astronauts, I had what seemed like a physical need to read this poem by Stephen Spender. I have turned to it in the past after the death of a loved one. Though I did not know these astronauts, their deaths take on national and international proportions for reasons I find difficult to pinpoint. Perhaps it is because I believe they were working for the good of mankind, not a select few. For Rick Husband, Michael Anderson, Kalpana Chawla, William McCool, David Brown, Laurel Clark, and Ilan Ramon. I think continually of those who were truly great, who from the womb remembered the soul's history through corridors of light where the hours are suns, endless and singing, whose lovely ambition was that their lips, still touched with fire, should tell of the spirit clothed from head to foot in song, and who hoarded from the spring branches the desires falling across their bodies like blossoms. What is precious is never to forget the delight of the blood drawn from ageless springs breaking through rocks in whirls before our earth. Never to deny its pleasure in the simple morning light, nor its grave evening demand for love. Never to allow gradually the traffic to smother with noise and fog the flowering of the spirit. Near the snow, near the sun, in the highest fields, see how those names are fetid by the waving grass and by the streamers of white cloud and whispers of wind in the listening sky. The names of those who in their lives fought for life, who wore at their hearts the fire's center. Born of the sun, they traveled a short while towards the sun and left the vivid air signed with their honor."